What rules should children follow at home in your country? In China, children are expected to adhere to a set of rules and cultural norms within their homes that reflect the values of respect, obedience, and family unity. Firstly, filial piety, a cornerstone of Chinese culture, encourages children to respect and obey their parents and elders. This includes showing deference in speech and action and assisting with household chores as a sign of gratitude. Additionally, maintaining a strong work ethic and dedication to one's studies is highly emphasized, with academic achievement often seen as a top priority. Children are also expected to help with family responsibilities, such as caring for younger siblings or participating in family events and rituals. These rules not only shape a child's character, but also promote harmony and cohesion within the family unit, which is highly valued in Chinese society. On what occasions can children be forgiven if they don't follow some rules? Children can be forgiven for not following certain rules on occasions where their actions can be attributed to genuine mistakes or learning opportunities. It is essential to foster an environment of understanding and growth. Forgiveness is often extended when children make unintentional errors, as this allows them to learn from their mistakes and develop a sense of responsibility. Moreover, leniency may be granted during times of illness or emotional distress when children might not be at their best behavior. Additionally, cultural or religious holidays and celebrations can sometimes provide a more relaxed atmosphere where minor rule deviations are tolerated to allow children to enjoy the festivities. Ultimately, the key is to strike a balance between enforcing important rules and providing room for children to learn, grow, and occasionally falter on their journey towards maturity. What rules should people follow when using public transport? When using public transport, it is essential for individuals to adhere to a set of rules to ensure the safety, comfort, and efficiency of the system. Firstly, passengers should always queue up in an orderly manner, allowing those waiting on board to do so in an organized fashion. Once on board, giving up seats to the elderly, pregnant women, or individuals with disabilities is a sign of courtesy and respect. Noise levels should be kept to a minimum to create a peaceful environment for all travelers, and loud phone conversations should be avoided. Additionally, littering is a strict no-no. Passengers should dispose of their trash in designated bins. Furthermore, personal hygiene should be maintained to ensure the comfort of fellow travelers. Lastly, following the rules and regulations set by the transit authorities, such as paying the correct fare and obeying safety guidelines, is crucial to ensure the smooth operation of public transport and the well-being of all passengers. Is it normal for children to want to break the rules at home? It is entirely normal for children to want to break the rules at home as they grow up and develop. This behavior is a natural part of their exploration and testing of boundaries, which is crucial for their cognitive and emotional development. Children are curious by nature, and they often seek to understand the limits of their environment and their own autonomy. It's important for parents and caregivers to view these attempts at rule breaking as opportunities for guidance and education, rather than as disobedience. By setting clear, consistent rules and consequences, fostering open communication, and teaching them about the reasons behind certain rules, parents can help children navigate this phase of their development in a healthy and constructive manner. Should children join in deciding what the rules are at home? The question of whether children should join in deciding what the rules are at home is a matter of debate among parents and experts. Advocates argue that involving children in rulemaking can promote a sense of responsibility, independence, and fairness. It allows them to have a voice and a sense of ownership in the household, which can lead to better cooperation and compliance with the rules. Moreover, it can provide an opportunity for parents to teach valuable life skills such as negotiation and compromise. However, opponents argue that children may not have the maturity or understanding to make informed decisions about rules that are essential for their safety, well-being, and development. striking a balance between including children in decision-making while maintaining essential boundaries and parental authority is crucial for fostering a healthy and respectful family dynamic. Ultimately, the degree to which children participate in rule setting should depend on their age, maturity, and the specific circumstances within each family. Are there too many notices with rules displayed in public areas? In recent years, there has been a growing concern in China about the proliferation of notices displaying rules and regulations in public places. While these notices serve the important purpose of maintaining order and safety, the sheer number of them has raised questions about their effectiveness and visual clutter. Some argue that the abundance of rules can be overwhelming and even counterproductive, as it may discourage people from paying attention to any of them. Striking a balance between necessary regulations and an uncluttered public environment is a challenge that Chinese authorities must address. Finding innovative ways to communicate rules effectively while minimizing visual pollution is crucial in ensuring that public spaces remain both orderly and aesthetically pleasing.